yo, I've been saying for some time now. Let me check my levels. My tech is on the other side saying, yo, mic check. My tech is on the other side saying, mic check. Shout out our official in-house technician, Spencer. Yo, man got a lot of work to do, you know. Man have a lot of work to do, you know. Man's ears is ringing all day. My point, you know what I mean? This is why I love alternative radio. This is why I love community radio. The community comes together to accomplish greatness. When the community comes together to make sure that, you know what I mean? We are all, yeah, you know? Everybody is on that good foot. Alex, I miss you. Louise, I miss you. Shout out the entire CKUT family, man. Missy and all, I'm a DJ them, you know what I mean? But so it go for now. As I said, that's why I love alternative radio. That's why I love CKUT. This is why we have to keep platforms like CKUT alive. We can't allow the major media to control the airwaves. You know, trust me, I've been vocal on my discontent of the situation at hand, where CKUT, like many other stations, you know, have been put in a position to have to, you know what I mean, take these government endorsements on a regular basis. This revenue, you see me? I'm in a business if I'm the only one on the station not talking. Yo, I grew up with CKUT. I grew up with the beauty of the community. I grew up listening to Stretch and Butcher T and Prime Time and Pat Dillon and all of that. All of them. I mean, Donald D. Trust me, one of my feet, yo. So I grew up with understanding the power of alternative platforms and alternative radio. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for CKUT, we wouldn't have Soul Supreme. We wouldn't have had LDG and the man them doing their thing, and Mike Mission and Ken Dog and them man they doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that we as a platform do not have to adhere to what the legacy media has been clearly doing, not just through, you know, the banditing, but over time. You know, I don't know if most people understand that the news you watch, if it is not local news, is no longer classified as news. These are tabloids. These are visual magazines. This is programming meant to sensationalize and capture eyes. Remember, with the amount of news stations and news aggregators out here, major media is dependent on popularity. Because popularity is what helps them fund their incentives. Nowadays, the government is helping them fund their incentives. You You know, CKUT has never really had to, has never been held to that, you know, standard. We're out here. We are powered by the community. We are powered by the students of McGill. We are powered by you guys that are listening to us. We are powered by the mom and pop shops, the small businesses. But you ain't gonna find, you ain't gonna hear Best Buy or Walmart or any of them coming to run ads from CKUT for nothing. You're gonna rarely hear, you know, too much of too. You're gonna rarely hear, you know, Eventco ads going on for their major, for their major events. Rarely. CKUT has given space, has given body, has given a voice to the voiceless. To who the conglomerate deems as the little guy. Imagine, no matter if you're 6'11". Our recent Guinness World Record entry, our entrant. Do I say that? Is that how you pronounce that? I don't know. When somebody lands themselves in the Guinness Book of World Records, is that how you describes it? Is that you call them a entrant? Entrant, maybe, I think. I don't know if y'all heard the news. I don't know if y'all got to check out the news about the young man from Quebec who has been named the tallest teenager on the planet, measuring 7'5". Yo, shout out to one and only Olivier Rio. Yo, man, like, it's a big boy, right? My cousin has the pleasure of coaching him on the junior Canadian national basketball team. Yes, or being one of the coaches, you know? So shout out Montreal for, you know what I mean, continually breaking records. But imagine 7'5" and then I call you the little guy, right? That was my point. That was the point that I was getting to. You ain't little, man. Your spirit is large. Your spirit is abundant. Abundance ain't little. Abundance ain't a small thing. You know? So CKUT gives shape and gives voice to that abundance that comes out of our community, out of the communities that they have refracted by building highways and expressways to cut down, to split the middle of the, split the hard-tied community, them. You don't see every time you go, yo, you don't see, yo, go, drive through the inner city, drive through NDG, drive through Uptown, drive, tell me where the expressway them there. Come on, geographical research. I don't know if that's the word, all right? Right now, I ain't listening. I ain't businessing about what phrase is phrase, okay? Yo, CKUT has made sure that, you know, we've kept those communities together. Those communities that have been split by the highway, them. Little Burgundy, DG, Uptown, yeah. The whole I city, man. Montreal Nord, Ville Saint Laurent. Alternative radio, like CKUT, and there's many other alternative platforms in the city, man. You know what I mean? We got to shout out our AM sister, CJLO. You know what I'm saying? You know? Shout out our Francophone counterparts. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out everybody who keeps freedom of speech and freedom of opinion alive. Is it? I applaud you guys, man. Thank you for staying consistent. You know what I mean? Thank you for keeping it consistent. I know that we are all in a similar situation. We're all in a relative situation. You know what I'm saying? We're all dealing with the same climate right now. So when I say, look, you know, when I voice my discontent about where some of my money has to come from right now. I'm not pointing fingers at CKUT. It's not. It's nobody in the building's fault. You know what I mean? The way your business is moving right now, the climate around your business right now, I know people are frustrated and they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out how to get the bodies to come back in the buildings. Because no matter what the legacy media is telling you, business is not up. Yo, if nobody else has said this to you, let me say this one time, all right? Please remember that COVID did not close your business, did not shut down the clubs, did not shut down the bars, did not tell small business owners to stay home and figure it out. The government did. More regulations, more legislation, and now we are speaking about, yo, imagine, when I was last here, right, we were just warning about these Mandy's. We were just warning about the Mandy thing, right? Yeah, well, now you have a Plandy thing, you know what I mean? You know, that's the Plandy thing, right? Now you have the Mandy thing, you know what I'm saying? Now they're talking about Mandy's out here, yeah? Now they're talking about certification. QR codes. Divisiveness. Division. Creating classes. I don't know if y'all never listened to the history that's been told on this station, but we have spoke about the laws of exclusion that were erected to exclude communities throughout history. Oh, we're that upon an exclusionary path again. You know what I mean? Come like your opinion don't count no more. Come like your choices don't count no more. Come like your stance and your foundation, your education, your morals, come like they don't count no more. So I know a lot of people are stuck between a rock and a hard place right now, especially a lot of business owners, a lot of restaurant owners, a lot of gym owners. Enough people out here, people that, you know what I mean, enough club owners, bar owners, enough event producers. Everybody just trying to do the right thing. Everybody just trying to play their part. Everybody is just trying to move this needle as quick as they possibly can. But yo, don't get it twisted, my people. Business is not up. So just like I implore that you continue to support platforms like CKUT, keep alternative media alive, keep alternative spaces alive, I play my part by showing up, by being here, by just trying to inform y'all and just trying to banter a little bit and, you see it? Always said news, views, and musical interludes. That's a new thing, right? But I'm imploring you guys to play your part by showing up, man. If y'all got businesses out there, your doors are open, you're delivering food, you have your takeout counter open, let us know. Hit up Louise. Hit up Mario. Hit up our brick house. She will let you know how we can be of assistance to your cause to help drive more traffic through your doors. If you have your events going on, I heard y'all. I'm hearing that events that are expecting 1,000 people to show up. I seen about 100 bodies. 150 bodies. We gotta keep the art alive. You know what I mean? We gotta keep the music alive. We gotta keep the scene alive. Small businesses employ more people than the large major ATTs that you see taking up space. Don't get it twisted. Mom and pop shops employ more people than all the Walmarts and McDonald's and all of those guys. So we need to make sure that the mom and pop shops are protected. So please, please, man, take a little bit of money out of your pocket and go check any one of those restaurants that I played their ads for before. Mango Bay, One Stop, Caribbean Food Factory, Carrie Patties. Go check out my big brother over at Fusion Fitness in LaSalle, Jabi. You know what I mean? Go check out Caribbean Paradise, Tropical Paradise. Go check out Escape. Go check out Tropical. You know what I mean? Jay Anthony. Go check out Boom Jays. Go check out my little sister over at Angela's. You know what I mean? Go check out Jeans. Go pick up all of the mom and pop shops in your communities, man. Go fill your belly, man. Designate a day in the week that you don't want to cook no food. And you say you're going to treat the family. But instead of treating the family to Domino's and Pizza Hut and all of that nonsense, them people have money, you know. If those businesses run out of business, those people that own the businesses will be good. You see me? But I don't know if I could say the same for my brethren, for my brother and sister over at Carrie Patties, or for the man who you know added to my food knowledge, Jabi. You know, for Scroogey and Singing P, who I wanted to big up for taking a stand for the community, yeah? I'm saying, look, if everybody can't sit down in my dining room, then, yo, the people, them have to just continue to get the food as they've been getting it for the last year and a half. You can find them on DoorDash or Uber Eats, delivery thing, just like all the rest of the restaurants that I called. Or you can go down and check them out. They're on Bishop Street. Wait, you guys still on Bishop, man? Hold on. Let me make sure I say it. Let me make sure I got the address proper. You know what I mean? I don't want to send you guys to some, you know what I mean, abandoned building or whatever the case is, you know? Yeah? You know, sorry, because things change. Things change. I knew there's something, right? Right? Them say, yo, they're on Mackay Street, 1236 Mackay. All right? Suite 201. Check out my brothers at Mango Bay. Please keep the thing moving, man. Keep hope alive. I know, yo, trust me. I don't know, Jabi. I don't know, Jabi. Don't take a stand for the people, them. So please go check out Fusion Fitness. And yo, hit me up on IG. Hit me up on Facebook. Or now apparently I'm sorry. Yo, let me send an apology to the lovely ladies who have been leaving us messages here at CKUT. I just received the messages. I just came back off of my little vacation, so I just received the messages. I'll go through them again and see if we can hit you guys up. But please, if you're listening right now, hit me up. Forever Preach on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you guys want, you know what I mean? Link me, wherever best for you, all right? Well, you guys could also leave a message right here at CKUT 90.3. Ain't that amazing? Technology. So big up, big big up all I restaurant them. And if you are in the same in a similar situation and you're saying, look man, we're just gonna run a takeout thing. If you're saying, yo, you know what? You know what I mean? I'd rather keep the dining room closed versus adding to the stress and the divisiveness that's going on right now. Trust me, when the big boys can go on with it. But certain businesses can't afford to turn people back, yeah? You know, from time, man, as I said, man, I haven't been here trying to never once have I said, yo, don't do or do. I've always said, yo, do what is right for you. Do what is positive for you. Remember, nobody is paying your bills. Nobody feeding your children. Nobody looking after your elderly parents. Nobody have to get up out of your bed and go to work, put in overtime hours, and then get overtaxed by the government. But you. So the only person who can decide what is right for you is you. That is where I stand, you know. Stay critical. What them say? Don't be weary of the people who ask questions. Be afraid of the people who don't. You know what I mean? Like my sister Nicki Minaj. Like my sister Nicki. Yo, I know I don't even have to get into the news. I ain't even gonna touch the story like that. Unless you're under a rock. I'm an auntie them. Across the world don't know who Nicki Minaj is now. Trinidad say, yo, they put out an APB. If you're in Trini right now and you're listening to me, Trini said they put out an APB. If you happen to be the man that Nicki is talking about, with the affliction of inflammation in a certain region, Trinidad. Yo, these people are ridiculous, man. You see what the legacy media did? Everybody want to focus on a joke. Everybody want to focus on a joke thing. Everybody wants to make, you know what I mean, your opinion, your voice, a joke thing now. They're trying to make examples out of people while they distract you from the fact that CBDCs are coming. No, I'm not talking about no ganja thing, you know. No, I'm talking about central bank digital currency. Yo, remember, I had a debate with some of my comrades in arms over here about how I address cryptocurrency. And I said, look, y'all might not get it, but we get it. And there's people out here that want to know. There's people out here that need to be informed about what's happening in the world, for real, for real. Not distracted by all of these cherry-picked news stories, by premature elections. You know what I mean? By this debate of what is science and what is not science, what is fact and what is fiction. As our people, we need to be focused on, you know what I mean, what makes our communities powerful. What continues to keep us progressive? What keeps our families informed, healthy, upright, accountable, and responsible? You know what I mean? That's what I go on, really, you know? These are the things that we should be focused on. You know what I'm saying? If the climate of the day is that the pandy is going right now, and that we're dealing with this pandy thing, then we should be as a community linking together, coming together, and trying to figure out how to progressively get out of this together. That means that, yo, diverse voices need to be heard. Diverse platforms need to exist. What did I say earlier? I ain't in the gang thing. I don't take up affiliation with one side or the next. Because when either side is done with you, they'll send out their minions for you. Right? And don't get it twisted, right? Don't get it twisted. Don't, you know? You see how they're dealing with Nikki right now? You see how they're dealing with Nikki right now, but you don't see how they tiptoed around it. You don't see how they really set up the thing. Yo, let me put you up on game. In this world right now, after all the movements that have been, that have taken place over the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, all kind of stuff, the world is kind of careful of how they address Black voices. So they dip into their bag of historical knowledge. They dip into their bag of historical tricks, where instead of getting one of their own, instead of sending, you know, some random Joey Behar or whoever to come and address the situation, no. They get somebody from the community to tear down somebody in the community. They get multiple people from the community to tear down people in the community. I've been saying it for the longest time, man. I might not agree with everything Kanye West says, but you ain't gonna see me stand up and start denounce a fertile Black mind just because the major media says that this is the thing to do. We're entering a dangerous space when alternative voices and alternative speech is being challenged and almost seemingly decimated. It puts some questions in my mind of, well, where does this leave the future of platforms like CKUT? You know what I mean? Because the beauty of this station is that everybody, anybody can exist on this platform as long as they're all about love, as long as they're pushing positivity, as long as they're about the community. You know what I mean? So shout out everybody out here who is asking questions, staying critical, and keeping hope alive, man. Shout out everybody who has refused to take part of the division or any of the divisiveness that's happening right now. We appreciate each and every one of you guys for standing up for freedom. As I said, no matter what side I fence you fall on, as far as in, you know, what you decide to and to not put in your body, that is not my business. That's not for me to speak on. That's not the conversation I'm supposed to be having. Unless you come to me and ask me to engage you in that conversation, it is none of my business. You know what I mean? I hope you stay natural. I hope you put natural things in your body. I hope you find a space to be able to, you know, to keep yourself as organic as possible. Because I've been asking throughout this whole thing, how come they're not promoting proper eating? How come they're not promoting herbs? How come they're not promoting a mucus-free diet? You know what I'm saying? But hey, I guess those are questions that will be answered on another day. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your boy Preach in the building. Coming to you from the nation's favorite station. You are now tuned in to the lunchtime takeover. It's almost 1:30 on the PM. I want to get into a little bit of music from the troublemaker herself. No, you mind? I want to get into a little bit of music from the troublemaker herself. No true? Yo, Chagwan Mega with it, man. Chagwan Mega with it, Nikki, your bud. We love you. Yo, keep that spirit alive, man. Keep that spirit alive, man. Who wants to spend $250,000 for a seat at some bougie, some gala, where, you know what I mean? Like, you know, miss, I'm going to tax the rich. Out here parlaying with the rich. I hope she taxed everybody. Oh, I hope she had her tax forms ready. I hope she had her tax forms ready. I hope she got her money when that money came through. You feel me? Hey, yo, Nikki, come talk to the people them. CKUT. Watch now.
Just did a telethon. He got my jealous on, and I get my jealous on. I fuck him like I miss him. He just came out of prison. We talking shit, but they ain't got a pot to piss in. My name is Nikki M. I'm in a sticky Benz. That mean it's candy apple red. I'm Barbie, this is Ken. That is a Fendi fact. I'm with the 100 max. Oh, this is custom made. Donatella sent me that. Fill up, baby, fill on me. Pull up if you're feeling lonely. Fill up, baby, fill on me. Pull up if you're feeling lonely. Shorty's a mega con. It ain't about the race either, it's the marathon. I put the squeeze on him, I'll throw up the bees on him. That clapping on the Hercules on him. My name is Baddie. I keep it tight for Zaddy. He keep it coming. He ain't even dropped the Addy. Trunk in the front. I need a blunt. I own my own Moscato. We getting drunk. Fill up, baby, fill on me. Pull up if you're feeling lonely. Fill up, baby, fill on me. Pull up if you're feeling lonely. Me, that excite me. He said it's my
it might be.
If you eating it, do it precisely, cause I'm a millionaire. This pricey.
Yep, it might be.
He said it's my cause I'm a millionaire. This pricey.
Fill up, baby, fill on me. Pull up if you're feeling lonely. Fill up, baby, fill on me. Pull up if you're feeling lonely.
Music from the one and only Nicki Minaj, who's been out here, man, causing some eruption lately, you know, causing a little eruption lately. You know, I don't know what they expect from her, man. What do you expect? You expect Nicki ain't gonna be out here troublemaking? Yeah, man. Yo, look, the moment the spirit of the troublemaker is compromised on hip hop, I'm out. Hip hop is no longer hip hop. The moment you tell me that, yo, we can't, the rebellion is over. The moment that everybody becomes a conformist in hip hop music. I don't know. I don't know what y'all been listening to. I don't know who been talking to y'all. Yo, shout out all of the troublemakers that's been out here lately, man. You know what I'm saying? Butcher's been online tearing it up. Cause it, yo, burning straight flames, and we love it. You see me? We love it. Hey, yo, Bojo, come talk to the people them now.
Yeah, you hear me, selector? And more music and less talk.
I would have time to do the world wide. But if I start from east, I found one to the west side. Up top jungle, and about Zimbabwe, Angola. Hear me out, loud. Send you a bad man fine. And you not stop and if you want no time. Send an actress on me with my step with them team. Now a white suit and time for Ferengi. When me say step up, step up and no petty. Step up and no take a man and step for the worst. Man I go step for the better. Step in a Great Britain. Step in a Mary Maca. 2 degrees cool man I step with.
Let me pull that up, man. What, man? Oh, Taki? No, sir.
I would have found to do the worldwide. But if I start from east, I found one to the west side. Up top jungle, and about Zimbabwe, Angola. Hear me out, loud. Say you a bad man, fine. And you no stop and if you want no time. Say the actress on me, with my step with them team. Now a white suit and time for Ferengi. When me say step up, step up and no petty. Step up and no take a man and step for the worst. Man, I go step for the better. Step in a Great Britain. Step in a Mary Maca. 2 degrees cool, man, I step when it hotter. No be no mistake, can't do step and win shatter. Man, I step and survive shatter. Brain get splatter. If you think I like a wax, big foot and fatter. When me say, I ask them, say you a bad man, fine. And you no stop and if you want no time. Send them atlas on me with my step with them team. Now a white suit and time for Ferengi. Why you top surveillance, agents and speech. Stop your time to link your man if you move too quick. Cautions left behind, you better move really cheap. Solid composure, you your head can't sit. Woman, I'm Britney, still laughing me. I step and never tell him woman name secret. You die, you step in a private or in a public. Step up, could remember this step on exit and step up. Step up, I know better things. Step up, I know take a man and step for the worst. And I go step for the better. Step in a Great Britain. Step in a Mary Maca. 2 degrees cool, man. I step when it hotter. No me, no mistake. Confused step up with shatter. Step up, step up. Survive, shut up, brain dead splatter. If you think I like go at school, jack and fatter. The one you took, you like a macaw. Say you a bad man, fine. And you no stop and if you want no time. Say them atlas on me, with my step with them team. Now a white suit and time for Ferengi. When me say step up, step up and no petty. Step up and no take a man and step for the worst. Man, I go step for the better. Step in a Great Britain. Step in a Mary Maca. 2 degrees cool, man, I step when it hotter. No me, no mistake, can't lose step and win shatter. Man, I step and survive. Shut up, brain get splatter. If you think I like a wax, big foot and fatter. Well, me say, I ask them, say you a bad man, fine. And you no stop and if you want no time. Send them atlas on me, with my step with them team. Now a white suit and time for Ferengi. Why you top surveillance, agents and speech. Stop your time to link them and if you move too quick. No chance left behind, you better move really quick. Solid composure, you just ain't can't stick. Woman, I'm Britney, still laughing me. I step and never tell him woman name sick. We said that you step in a private or in a public. Step up, could remember this step up, and it's on step up. Step up, I don't bet it is. Step up, I don't take a man and step.
are gonna make it, make it. Win the prize and take it, take it. We are gonna make it, make it. Four corner, global. We are strive and a reach for the goal. Them a fight and a spy through them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we are fight for a slice of the bread. Them a scream and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But I got off with head. I know just now, we are scream and a cheer for the team. Them a plan off the bench, we and them rule supreme. Like a them one for clean. Well imagine, we are try move out of the shock. Them a cry and a spy and a try stop we clock. Guess how we off we back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them so we still have life, we no stress. God light shine on we, you know what quest. Screw where your man want free, we no press. Bless up who down when we for the rest. Tell them we no block like God and we no this. Only follow me like me, so they my guess. How come we still look clean and they my mess? If I try, they will see. Who is watching over me? Make we shine like stars above and give love to who show us love. Go, we flying high like the morning dove. Got a rich look, your fit like glove. See life there. We just strive and a reach to the goal. Them a fight and a spy through them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we a fight for a slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a god up we dead. I know just now, we are screaming and a cheer for the team. Them a plan off the bench, we got them rule supreme. Like and them want to clean. Well imagine, we are trying to move out of the shop. Them a cry and a spy and a try stop with luck. Go guess how we are back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Now see me spend my last impress. Tell them me no waste my own, me invest. Make them know me girlfriend won't put in verse. Tell them me still look fine. I me still am blown them mind. So you now see me pressure no man like some piss. Now say we make our own a success. Now hesitate for but take we interest. Stay focused, me a try for progress. Now follow them in the road and beaches. No matter where a man want to have me careless. And this me want you digest. We a strive and a reach to be goal. Them a fight and a spy through them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we a fight for a slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a god up we head. And I know just now, we a scream and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out fi bench we and them rule supreme. Like a them want fi clean. You can imagine, we a try move out of the shape. Them a cry and a spy, them a try stop we clock. Yes, I'm walk we back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless.
Tell them we blessed. That's what I'm saying, huh? You know what I mean? We are blessed to see another Tuesday. Yeah, man. All right, all right, all right. Just so y'all don't say, yo, Preach, why you guys skating around all the new? Y'all skating around every time, right? Yo, I just came back. I felt like, you know what I mean? There's so much to talk about in such a little time, and I can't do all of that. We only got 2 hours. But I'll be back next week. I'll be back next week. You know what I mean? But as I said earlier, same stuff, different day. Only thing that's changed right now is liberals no longer have a majority government. Conservatives are the official opposition. The Bloc Québécois posted on the board. The NDP posted on the board. Come on. The Green Party catch up 2 seats, man. Green Party catch a 2 seats, man. Yeah, man. Gotta big up Anami Paul. Gotta big up Anami Paul. Yo, you know, I didn't really pay too much attention to the debates this year, man. But you know what I did pay attention to? When my girl pull up on them and she say, yo, every time you ask them politicians a question, they always stall it. Yeah, you ask them when things come in, they always stall it. You know what they call that from where I come from? Soon come. I love that. I love that. You know what I mean? Great party gotta catch our two seats, man. Catch our two seats. You know? As I said, man, big up all of our mom and pop shops who are out here, man, surviving the new shift of the tides. You notice I didn't even really get into, you know, what old boy across the ways is dealing with all them liver spots and thing, yeah? I ain't even get into him today. We gotta deal with him on another day. You know what I mean? Oh, you're talking to people them like they're 4 years old. Oh, you're talking to people them like talking to what country them like he paying your light bill. About, you know what I mean? We losing patience. You losing patience, well. Sure. Patience with, man. You know who I am losing patience with, man? I'm losing patience with the people who take something that could just be a simple, that could be a simple transition, that could, you know what I mean? Could be painless for everybody. And they just add on to that, they just pile on. I don't know if y'all heard about this one, this latest, the latest and greatest that went down from American Airlines, who removed a family from a flight last Monday, saying they did not follow instructions to remain seated and wear face masks securely. Amanda Pendarvis, one of the passengers, posted on our Instagram story that she boarded the flight from Dallas to Colorado Springs with her 2-year-old son and her mother, but was later kicked off. Pendarvis said in her Instagram story that a flight attendant told her to pull her mask up, but when her son kept pulling it down, the flight attendant also told Pendarvis to put a mask on her son because of his age. Children who are 2 years old and above must wear face coverings on American flights. The company said on its website, if a passenger refuses to wear one, they could be denied boarding and future travel. Pendarvis said in an Instagram story that the family was escorted off the plane because her son couldn't keep his mask on his face. She tried to put a mask on her son 3 times, but he kept taking it off, she said. Her son was agitated and as a result developed difficulties breathing, she said. He had an asthma attack 2 months ago. Yes, the youth man is an asthmatic. Pendarvis said she gave her son an emergency inhaler on the plane. An American spokesperson told Insider in a statement that the plane returned to its gate at the Dallas Fort Airport because the family refused to comply with the crew member. The American spokesperson said the flight attendants weren't made aware that Pendarvis' son was having breathing problems on board the flight. Pendarvis did not immediately respond. The American spokesperson said the crew made multiple attempts to reinforce safety requirements after it saw a minor in the party laying in the aisle and moving between seats when the plane was on the taxiway. Pendarvis wrote in her Instagram story that she let her son walk between the aisles, so he could see her mother on the other side of the plane while it was lining up for takeoff. The spokesperson said it was a legal requirement to remain seated on the seatbelt, with a seatbelt on the put seatbelt on when the plane is on the taxiway. The 3 passengers were rebooked on the next flight to Colorado Springs on the same day after they agreed to adhere to policies instituted for safety of our customers and crew. All right, now that's what the news said. The video's out. The video came out. As they said, we got receipts. This little boy, this 2-year-old, precious soul, At no point in the video do you see him walking up and down the aisles. At no point do you hear the flight attendant address the fact that he is not wearing, that he is walking up and down the aisles. The only thing the flight attendant is asking and arguing about is that the two-year-old keeps on pulling his mask down. Mom's putting the mask on, he's pulling the mask off. Mom's putting the mask on, he's pulling. And she's like, baby, you gotta wear the mask. Baby, you gotta wear the mask. She's trying her best. He pulling the mask down. He's having a fit. He's an asthmatic. He can't breathe. He's saying, I can't breathe. And they're forcing the baby to wear a mask to the point that they kick the family off of the flight because of the baby. Yo, protect your children, protect your family. As I said, do what you feel is best for you and yours. It's not, yo, it's not in my place or in my position to judge you for your decisions, for the decisions that you find or deem right for your household. You hear me? You notice, yo, look, you could be able to speak about freedom of speech, freedom of opinion, freedom in general, without talking about the favorite, without mentioning the favorite word of the day. So please don't. Remember in my last live post, I said, yo, everybody is out here labeling everybody with this anti-rhetoric, anti this, anti that, anti, anti. I seen video of a family, you know what I mean, being literally like pretty much manhandled and rest. Families, not just one video, now that I think about it. Multiple videos of people being like accosted, assaulted in restaurants. Is this, as they say, you know that adage? Is this the hill that we about to die on? Is this what we're about to, yo, my shout out everybody who's been asking about King and Royale, my newborn twins. They are doing amazingly well. Staying natural, keeping natural. Mommy, I feed them good. But is this the future that we're about to hand off? Is this the future we're about to hand off? When our children look back, when our grandchildren look back and they start reading the books and they start talking about this time, are they gonna celebrate or laugh? We're forcing two-year-olds. We are indoctrinating two-year-olds. We're kicking families out of establishments now because what? Because we don't have patience for youths. We don't have patience for you couldn't let the flight take off and see if everybody is a community around. Good, you know what I mean? You can bring a little sweet for the youth, bring some juice, maybe something that could encourage it, calm him down. Let's not lose our better judgment. Let's not lose our stance, man. You know what I mean? Shout out all the people them that love to say, yo, keep that same energy. You know what I mean? That's why I played Dexter Dax earlier, man. Consistency opens doors, man. Shout out all my businesses who have stayed consistent throughout this whole thing. Shout out all my businesses who are taking a stand for them people, for their customers. Shout out all my businesses who are struggling through, and you know what I mean, looking to make sure that the numbers come up, man. As I said, no matter what the legacy media, no matter what the major media, who is designed, who has been put in place to protect them boy, you know, no matter what they are telling you, no matter what them say, business ain't up yet. You know what I'm saying? The government broke the supply chain. What I'm saying, next week we're gonna get into that. What I'm saying, yo, if you need to do your Christmas shopping, you need to do it now. Yo, preach been warning you about things from time that done, that as yo, not even in months, weeks, them thing that take, you know what I mean? Them thing that take form. So yo, hear what I'm saying. Y'all need to do your Christmas shopping now. The supply chain has been broken. Things are not back up and running as they need to be. We need to help our community get bodies into these businesses. As I said before, mom and pop businesses employ more people than any major that you want to talk about. Walmart, McDee, whatever, whoever. Don't believe the hype. If we lose our mom and pop businesses, man, we are going to decimate the most important community, the most important economy that any city or country has and has to rely on. Where you take the government and get them taxes from? Really? Remember, them rich people, they have all kind of tax loophole, you know? It's, as they say, the little man. Like the 7'5" you that just made, Olivier Rio, that just made the Guinness Book of World Records. We spoke about him earlier. I mean, 7'5", and they call him the little man. The little person. It's the little guy that keeps our cities alive, that keeps our municipalities alive. Right? It's not the people that take part in these, you know, theatrical elections. It's all theater, my people. Don't forget that. Right? There's still strings attached to them. They're still marionettes. You know what I mean? They get vexed when we call them puppets. So now we'll call them, we're going to give them a classy name. We're going to call them marionettes. They are still marionettes. You know what I mean? I mean, more so, if anything, you know what I mean? They're hand marionettes, right? Got them off some rich, powerful man or woman with their whole forearm up there. Calling the shots, you know what I'm saying? Just right up the rear, just, you know, turning head and all kind of thing. So, you know, them marionettes are going to do what the marionettes have to do. You know, major money is going to do what they have to do to protect the marionettes, because the marionettes are the ones that give them space and cut regulation and allow them to skip loopholes and not be taxed and all of this other stuff. You feel me? Right? You know, so it's up to us to make sure that, you know, no matter if you partook in the theater or not, that we take care of our community. Right? My message is clear. Yo, we need to squash the divisiveness. We need to squash the division. We need to look out for our own. You know what I mean? Next week, we're going to get into this whole policy that the city's about to try to push forward and start asking for these passports in community centers, in youth centers, in the spaces of distraction where we are committed to a harm reductive approach, where we give our youths a space to go when they don't have nowhere else to go, to keep them off the streets, to keep them out of trouble. And now we want to start turning them same youths away from our gates. Yo, stay critical in these times, my people. You know what I mean? As I said, please designate a day that you say, yo, I ain't gonna cook today, and I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna support some of these mom and pop shops. I'm gonna support some of these businesses out here. As I get ready to ride out, I'm gonna run some of these ads for these businesses. You know what I mean? Let y'all know what's good out here. Remember, man, I love you guys, man. I love you guys. I love you guys, man. Keep the community alive. Keep CKUT alive. Keep alternative voices and alternative media alive. I will be back next Tuesday. Spencer, thank you for helping me work everything out, man. Thank you for helping me work everything out. I appreciate you. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your boy Preacher in the building, coming to you live and direct from the nation's favorite station. Yeah, man. And this has been another edition of the Lunchtime Takeover. We're going all over the place today, man. But yo, trust me, man. When I, you know, I'm just revving up. I'm just making, I'm just making sure that everything works fine. Right? Now that we work it, we gonna get back to work. I will see you next week. As we ride out, we go pay some bills. We go pay some bills and let you know who's keeping you in contact with the community contact. Peace. I love y'all.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hâte de voir son groupe préféré sur scène. Il y a pensé toute la semaine. Il a acheté son billet. Il a mis son chandail du groupe. Il s'est rendu à la salle de spectacle. Il n'a pas pu rentrer dans la salle de spectacle. Il a rangé son chandail du groupe. Il a acheté son billet. Et il y a pensé toute la semaine.
N'attendez pas de frapper un mur. Faites-vous vacciner. En septembre, le passeport vaccinal sera exigé pour fréquenter certains lieux publics. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
So